This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Good Day program with my friend Roberta Fasanelli and my friend Rich McFadden. A lot of people at facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day, are asking me about whether I'm giving up the farm altogether, the post of me with the bus, which we moved on Easter from one farm to another. This has come up a lot in the last couple of weeks since I said I was going to.
Does it even run that thing?
There's no motor. There's no anything in the front of it. No. It's on four tires.
It runs when it's got a backhoe pulling it down
right,
the road.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
The backhoe pulls it down the road. So Jay asked whether or not I was giving up farming altogether or are you turning it over to a management team. Neither of those two things are what I'm doing. I'm just downsizing a bit. I don't need to be operating two farms. So I sold my home where I've lived for 38 years, a farm that I basically developed and created myself, and I'm moving down. Well, I'm actually moving directly next door to another farm that's smaller. I'm going to keep the farm going that's down the street where the actual dairy operation took place. As a matter of fact, I was talking yesterday about reopening the store, having some sort of a farm where people can come and enjoy just being there. I always love this, selling the ice cream, people coming in, doing tours around the farm. I was going to buy some of those little tractors that are electric motored, and little children can drive them around and have some fun on them and have pony rides, that sort of thing. So we'll see what happens. But no, I'm not turning up. I can't imagine. It's like not being on this radio program. These are two things that are threads to my life that have been a part of my life. I've been around cows all my life. I've been on the radio since I was 17. And I just don't see, Richie likes to say, they'll have to take the microphone out of my dead hand in order to get it away from me, which is charming. And more or less the same thing is true on that. I found yesterday, I had, when we actually closed on my house, my house actually has been sold. I'm staying in it for a couple of days until my other house is ready. And so I'm here in an atmosphere that is so strange to look around my house and think it's not my house.
Yeah.
And all your things are gone.
No little tractors. No.
Everything is moved off of the farm as far as the farm
no
stuff.
No pictures on the wall. No
pictures are all gone. Piano. Everything's back. I don't have any dishes. I have no pots and pans. I have nothing to cook with. I have a spoon and a fork. And that's pretty much it. All the lighting fixtures are down. Everything is in boxes waiting for me to be able to move it to the house next door, which I can't get into until Friday. So the people that bought the house have been nice enough to allow me to stay here with the caveat that I have to they're going to start working on the house to do things. They're going to change around some of the things that they want to change. But driving down the driveway is the eeriest feeling to see, just look and just thinking of what went on. And I just, sort of you put it into the passing category change.
How many years have you been there?
38.
38, wow.
Yep.
You know what the cool thing, though, is I always like being able to set up a new room.
Yeah.
Starting with a fresh, clean garage.
Yeah.
Starting with a fresh, clean office.
Yep.
And set it up just the way you want it. That'll be the fun part.
Well, I think that there's been so many hands in this place over the years, and I really want the house that I'm moving into to have a feel of me, frankly, and Meredith, and what it is that now speaks to what I want to have for animals, what she has for animals, if she wants to keep some of them there, that kind of stuff. But there's a whole different feeling. This is a classic Currier and Ives home versus mm-hmm. the house that I've been living in that was created basically as a model of the Wayside Inn. So there's a whole different sort of feel. This other house...
Help us out who don't know what a Currier and Ives home is.
Well, if you think about the Christmas cards that come with some of the very traditional-looking sort of classic homes that would have Christmas trees all around them and lights all around them,
yeah. mm-hmm.
and there's a circular driveway that goes in front. This is a much more formal house than what I have ever lived in. And so it's steeped in a different kind of tradition. It has barns and that sort of thing, but they're much more formal than whatever I have grown up around, and I have been warned lovingly not to mess it up. No, don't junk it up, I believe was yesterday's quote when we were moving things, and I'm going to respect that because I don't have to. I mean, the other farms down there, so, you know, that's all been cleaned up too in large measure. There's still some stuff there, but I've been a collector of things. Some have accused me of being a hoarder.
Yep.
And as I've gone through my office, we posted on Facebook last week, a dumpster, which is now full of stuff that I haven't looked at, haven't touched, haven't needed, haven't wanted, things that were just worn out from both the barn and the house, and the dumpster is full.
Yep.
It's just amazing, the thing. And I haven't cleaned my office. The only room in the house I haven't touched yet is my studio office.
And that has papers piled high
everywhere.
4 feet.
Yeah. I started throwing a lot of that stuff. I have a wastebasket full papers from this morning that I've been cleaning out. But it just is one of those things. And most people who have been, a lot of people move a lot more than I have. And I still, Meredith said to somebody we were having dinner with, I forget who it was recently, I grew up across the street from where I've lived here for 38 years.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm moving around the corner to a house that was essentially the main house for this farm that I lived on. The farm used to be 80-some-odd acres, and it was cut up at an auction. So there are three homes now on the 84, well, actually four with the house that I'm buying. But it all is juxtaposed. It all is connected. The pieces are connected one to the other. So, I think there is a certain amount. I don't know that at this point I feel like there is there's continuity because it's the only place I know that has the facilities around like this that will allow me to do what I want. That's close enough to people that I love that I want to, be able to share a lot of time with them. But I did try to find. Earlier in the year when I knew I was going to sell this place, I looked high and low for a farm on the North Shore or South Shore around Boston on the ocean. All of the stuff that I saw was either ridiculously priced or it wasn't what I wanted. I couldn't find what I wanted, so I just decided that it made more sense to sort of stay here for all the right reasons. But I'm becoming increasingly impatient with the way the town is run. We're going to have a charter commission. Tomorrow's election, local election, here and in many places around the country. And we have a charter commission. The town has outgrown its government. It is run very badly. There are very good people who are involved in the management and serving the town in many different ways.
You're never going to be happy with any local government you move into, though.
Well, and the only way that I can feel like I have any credibility is to be a part of it. So I'm a member of town meeting. I'm very active in the agricultural advisory committee in town. I might run for selectman next year depending on where we are and if I've done all the other things I need to, because I feel that you have no basis. You have absolutely no standing if you're complaining about something and are not willing to do something about it. I just think that anybody...
Just because you need one more thing to do.
Yeah, it would be handy for me to do that. Well, anyway, we'll see what happens. But the point is that I was very appreciative of the people who sent things along. Daniel says, when he saw the picture of the bus... LOL. Free advertising for Harvey. Charles writes, best wishes, Doug.
Well, that's on the dumpster. Harvey's name is all on the dumpster.
Right, yes, right. That is good advertising for Harvey. Yeah, right. Harvey Enterprises is the waste management outfit. And then there's Mariah, who actually grew up on the farm, worked here a lot as a kid. And so she wrote, as she saw the posting, because a lot of these people are not around anymore, thanks so much for the wonderful childhood. I'm going to paraphrase this. Being on the farm changed me so much. It taught me life cycle and true meaning of hard work and family. She, as a kid, used to come here. Her father worked for me. She'd be here at 5 o'clock in the morning and stay some nights till 10, 11 o'clock, sleeping in the barn, birthing. I mean, I was looking out back here at how many, just thinking about how many calves have been born on this place in the 38 years. Well over 1,000.
Wow.
It may be 1,200, 1,400. And they all lived on the farm. We had actually Edgar, who was my manager here.
He wrote their names on the walls, right?
Wrote all the names on the walls. Yeah, all the history.
The family tree chart.
Right. When Peaches died, who was the grand dam of the farm, she had, I believe, seven generations, because cow generations are faster than human generations. Mm-hmm. And I think there are either six or seven generations of her family here. Anyway, so Mariah writes, I miss showing Henry when I used to so much like. Henry's one of the guys who worked here. Thank you, Doug, from the bottom of my heart for so much here. I think it is a healthy place, a wonderful place. I grew up on the farm, and frankly, I don't know where I would have gone because I came from such a dysfunctional family. What would have happened to me had I not had the farm? And the true story is, frankly, of this young woman, it may be the same. So, yeah, there are new adventures ahead. I appreciate all of the wonderful, fine support and the laughs that we have of the Harvey dumpster or me and the Partridge Family bus moving stuff from one part. One thing for sure, the people in the neighborhood know that I'm a character, and if it wasn't true until yesterday, I had some of the new people in the neighborhood who were around watching us pull the bus down the road with
my
backhoe.
Why do you have this bus?
Backhoe.
What is the story behind this bus?
I have three buses that I've used for storage for things over the years.
And
Buses. Yeah. Yeah. I used to be in the bus business, so I collected them, and I just saved them, and I would put a lot of stuff in them.
What a dump.
I
can't even imagine.
No more dumps, Richie. It's all cleaned up now. 19 after the hour here on Good Day.
Fruits and veggies in a capsule. That's right. Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies capsules maintain 10 servings of 31 different 100% whole fruits and veggies. They are powerful antioxidants, enhance your immune system, and most importantly, have no synthetics, extracts, or fillers.
Call now to find out how you can get your free set of fruits and veggies. Call toll free 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and be sure to enter promo code GD.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Jessica, who's there? I'm that little voice in your head that reminds you of important things. Doctor's appointment, school place. By the way, Dylan needs granola bars for soccer.
Okay, fine. What do you want?
I need to remind you to check your Shop Your Way account for surprise points.
I forgot about those.
Yeah, I know. They're yours to use at Sears and Kmart on anything you want. Jewelry, patio furniture, maybe a new jacket for spring.
Where is my jacket?
Cleaners, ready on Thursday.
Surprise points valid until March 30th. Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. Exclusions apply. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Shall we, musically speaking, on a song that was number one during this week in 1990 called Black Velvet.
Cool song.
Alanna Miles. Why do you say this is a cool song?
It's got a cool vibe to it. Listen. It's got that smoky voice. It's got that, kind of bluesy, smoky voice.
Moving number one this week, 1991, Gloria Estefan. I would say I like her a lot. I do. Coming out of the dark into the light. How Roberta feels every day when she comes out of this program. She comes out of the dark into the light.
Into the light.
Yes.
This is when she kind of went Celine Dion, though.
Ish. Yeah. Yeah. I just like her story, where she came from.
Yeah, she's cool. She's a very likable person.
Yeah. All right, so we're in the female mode. Number one this week, 1992, belongs to Vanessa Williams. A varied career.
Oh, my goodness.
She turned a pig's ear into a silk purse.
Yep.
Yep.
That Miss America situation. To become quite a proficient actress. I think she has quite an appealing presence whenever she's around. How many songs, how many little really big songs has she had? This was probably it, wasn't it?
She's had three, four, something like that. I can't remember the other ones right now, but...
Neither can I. But she's got a good presence. Good for her. Congratulations to her. All right, next is the group Snow, number one this week, 1993. The song is called Informer.
Don't remember this. Let's remember it together.
Jennifer needs to be here for this one.
What year is this?
1993.
Doesn't ring a bell with me at all.
Out.
All right, but the next one, 1994, you all remember this one.
Love it.
Great pop song. Ace of Base. Shaking the Sign. That's what the song is called. The Sign. This is worth a moment or two or three or four, Richie, of our time. Crank it up.
Very cool. Like a Dutch group or something.
Ace of Base is a European group. I'm not sure if it was Dutch. Maybe, but you may be right about that. Number one for this week in 1995 went to Madonna. Yeah. Big pop song. That's a good song. Big Bow. Shows the variety in her skills.
Yeah, she's taking herself too seriously by this time.
Oh, come on. But she's
not a fun Madonna.
Pictures of her with a brass bra.
Beating up Warren Beatty like he's just her little puppet.
That's lovely, Richard.
She did. She treated him well.
She didn't treat him well.
I could care less about Warren Beatty, but the way she treated him was still.
Yeah. Listen. Next, speaking about treating people well, Celine Dion stole $1,200 from Richie's parents for
my inheritance. $1,200 I'll never get back in my inheritance.
Right. Because they went to see Celine Dion in Las Vegas. That song was number one during this week in 1996, Because You Loved Me.
My dad, like, no! What are you doing?
Isn't this from the Titanic?
No.
No. Why did I think it was from the Titanic?
No idea.
You feel like you're drowning?
I hadn't really had that in my mind, but thank you very much for reminding me. All right, so number one songs for your musical pleasure, 28 after.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending. Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our Better Business Bureau A-plus rated tax attorneys and enrolled agents will review your case for free and give you a low price guaranteed quote to get you protected today. Call U.S. Tax Shield now. 800-547-0193. 800-547-0193.
Another savings secret from Arm & Hammer. Most people aren't crazy about doing the laundry, but everyone loves saving money. Yeah! Arm & Hammer plus OxiClean Power Packs makes doing the wash easier with convenient single-dose packs. And it gives you a savings of up to 50% versus the leading pot. And what's even better, Arm & Hammer Power Packs are the only ones with the 2-in-1 cleaning power of baking soda plus OxiClean Stain Fighters. Arm & Hammer plus OxiClean Power Packs. It has what everyone likes. Big clean, small price. Yeah!
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now, 800-587-3948.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Stefan with my friends Roberta Fasanelli and Rich McFadden. Seems like Barbara, our listener Barbara, I'm sure there are a number of ladies named Barbara listening to this program, but this lady wrote facebook.com/Doug/good day and Twitter good day. Seems like March Madness and the presidential race are the same. So I was looking at the history of Donald Trump and how he got to be as important as he has become. And basically, if you go back in historical perspective to what the Republicans are all about, this started with me. And I don't mean that to sound facetious. Me and tens of thousands of other people just like me who were Republicans forever. I was a loyal Republican, didn't always vote the ticket, but most of the time my philosophy then, and I guess now, more aligns with that group or some people in the group, but I find myself more drifting, I've always been in the middle, but drifting more to the left of center when it comes to being in the middle, mostly because the Republican hierarchy is so extreme. Not to say that the left isn't extreme, because it is.
But all political parties have moved to the extremes.
Right.
Because they're trying to charge up their base, yeah.
Right. Yeah, but the base doesn't win them elections.
Right.
Never did.
I know.
Never does and won't.
And you look at any bill that comes up in Congress, it always goes, we're the extreme right, we're the extreme left, and if you bring up anything in the middle, we're not going to vote for it.
Right, so that's why nothing's getting done.
Exactly.
So here comes the Republican elite that abandons its faithful voters like me, blue-collar white Americans facing economic pain, have gotten nothing out of this party. The party's donors, lawmakers, and lobbyists are prospering beyond you can't imagine the kind of dough that's coming into the election coffers of these people running for Congress and for the Senate. We're talking about billions of dollars through their PACs, through all it is the most obscene, corrupt mess that you could possibly imagine, and it exists on both sides. Bernie Sanders has taken shots at Mrs. Clinton with justification because of that, and others as well in that party. He's not even a Democrat. He's running as a Democrat, but he's an independent. And Trump, the same thing. He's been taking pot shots at all of these people. The Kochs hate him. They spent $25 million to try to keep Trump from winning in Florida, and they failed. So they are the mainstay of the prospering because of the money that they have and how they've decided to use it. And it has, because of these Citizens United and the other Supreme Court rulings, it has obfuscated what's going on. So along comes Trump and along comes Bernie Sanders, and they become the front runner. Well, Bernie's not the front runner, but he did pretty well this past weekend. Whether he can overcome Hillary Clinton or not remains to be seen. But Donald Trump is overcoming everybody. And the party's leaders really don't love Ted Cruz either. They loved Marco Rubio, and he was the phoniest of phonies.
Well,
and that shows you where they were.
He's the party puppet.
He was a puppet. Exactly. Cruz isn't, and Trump isn't, and these guys don't know what to do. So, anyway, whether or not Bernie Sanders does well this week remains to be seen.
Doesn't matter.
He's concerned that Mrs. Clinton may not debate him because of her delegate lead, and maybe that's true. But I will tell you, this whole thing is a mess. Deserves some attention in the sense that there are a lot of places to go here, and not a lot of them are good, in my estimation. So I was thinking about this and read a couple of things over the weekend, a couple of different newspaper accounts of why people keep asking, why Donald Trump? Hello. If you can't see or hear or understand why Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders are gaining the headway they are in the face of this immense money and opposition from the people who are in the status quo, the military industrialists who love to keep the cash coming, the people who are in the banks that want to keep the cash coming, the people that are running, and I'm not talking about my local bank, I love my local bank, but the fact that the government, this all started with campaign contributions that were so vile, and it goes back to pretty much the origins of the electoral process here, certainly in modern times. That isn't just something that happened yesterday, last week, last month, last year, or a decade ago. This has been going on since well before World War I, in fact. If you go, you read some of the political cartoons around during, well, actually the late 19th century, into the early and mid 20th century, the money from the moneyed interest was corrupting, but it wasn't legal. Now, they've made it all legal. Well, between the corruption of the Supreme Court that makes all this money legal, and so with this, the tide turns, and people see that there's nothing in this for the average person that is supposed to benefit from we the people, it's by the people, for the people. No, it's by the money, for the money. And I'm somebody who has done something to create wealth. Roberta's family has created some wealth. Wishing Richie can find his little niche
working
as
on my
he goes
wealth.
Along. But, you know, the point is that nobody gave it to me. Roberta's family worked hard. Her father was an immigrant, for God's sake, from Italy. He came over here with $1.85 in his pocket when he went through Ellis Island.
Yep.
Which, by the way, brings me around to something that Richie experienced with his family that I really want to touch on with you here, Roberta. There's a summary of immigration policies that are posted at Ellis Island that really are very dramatic. I have never been, I would admit.
Ellis Island. Oh, it's
never
incredible.
Been.
It's great.
But I would have remembered the things that Richie saw as to who could come in here and who couldn't come in here. If you were Asian, forget about it. If you had anything wrong with you, forget about it.
You have to read them verbatim because it's really funny. These are the immigration restrictions.
Imbeciles, the feeble-minded.
Imbeciles.
Well, persons with physical or mental defects
Ted Cruz out.
That could affect their ability to earn a living. Children under 16 unaccompanied by their parents are excluded.
Wow.
Gentlemen's agreements between the U.S. and Japan curtails Japanese immigration. I mean, this stuff, why isn't this stuff
wow.
in effect today?
In 1917, they had a literacy
wow.
test enacted, and virtually all immigration from Asia was banned.
Uh-huh. Temporary
wow.
quotas hit admissions 3% of each nationality's representation in 1921. The annual ceiling of 350,000 placed in immigration. You got to understand, boatload after boatload. This isn't discussed. This isn't taught. Nobody makes reference to this anymore in American history. There were boatloads of people, thousands of people, every day coming to Ellis Island to get into this country.
When you stand in the registration room at Ellis Island, which is on the second floor, and it's a huge room, okay, can hold thousands of people, they'd say it was full. Every single day.
Yeah.
And then you walk through down the halls and they have the rooms where, okay, let's say that you had maybe a medical issue going on. You went into this room. Let's say that that you were overwhelmed by everything that was going on in here and they looked at you and thought you were crazy or an imbecile. You went into this room and you were tested and whether you got along or not. And there was one story of a family of 9 or 10 that came from somewhere. I can't remember where it was. But the girl was telling the story because have these audio sets,
yep.
and they you go to each section of Ellis Island, and it tells you the story of what happened here. And the girl tells the story of her grandmother being sent back to wherever they came from because she had an unidentified mold under her fingernail that they didn't know what it was, but they were afraid to let her in because it could have been contagious.
Yep.
And anybody like that got sent back.
Yeah.
Yep.
Everybody else in the family got let in. So the thing that was really interesting to me about this was the conversation that we have now on immigration, especially with regard to the whole Syria thing and letting the Syrian immigrants come into the United States and to Europe and everything. And when people say, no, I think we should be more careful about this, other people say, this is what we're all about, taking in from other countries. Mm-hmm. And then you go back and look here in 1875, 1882, Chinese immigration is curtailed. Lunatics and idiots weren't let in.
Yeah.
Any person unable to take care of him or herself was not let in.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, what happened?
Certainly food for thought. Boy, what a change.
Woo-wee.
It's very interesting.
A change. Okay.
Oh, one more thing.
Yeah.
We went to see the Statue of Liberty, too.
Yeah.
Did you know that the skin on the Statue of Liberty is only 2 pennies thick? It's made of copper.
I knew it wasn't thick. I didn't realize it was that thick.
Wow.
And the inside of it, the framing, was built by the guy who built the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah. Yes, I knew that.
And he got the idea for the Eiffel Tower.
It was built in France and shipped over here.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Very great trip. Go do it.
Yeah. Putting toilet paper on the seat, does it do anything? We'll find out. This is compelling, important information that we will explore in a matter of moments here. Your toilet paper, is it doing its job? 43 and change after the hour. The bags under your eyes, you wish they would just go away, right? If you get up in the morning and you look in the mirror and you see bags and puffiness lines around your eyes and you just don't like them, they're a problem for not only you but millions of Americans. Unless you're using Genucel, of course, the plant cell treatment for your eyes and around your eyes. The eyes have it. No more bags, no more puffiness when you call 800-543-9262. Order Genucel. It is the cat's meow, in a manner of speaking. There are a lot of people who are using this. They can't go through the day without using it. It will maintain the beauty of your eyes, get rid of the bags of puffiness. It feels like a serum.
Can I get some more, please?
Well, we'll see about that, Roberta. It depends on your attitude.
I love this stuff.
Uh-huh. Well, put it around your eyes, gets rid of it. I thought you looked
quite nice
when I saw you last week.
Yep.
Your eyes look much better. No puffiness, no bags, no lines around you. Well, there are a few lines around your eyes. But in general, you were looking much better. And it's because, of course, Genucel has...
I want more of it.
I know you do. 800... Try paying for it for change. 800-543-9262. And right now, during the spring clearance event, the folks at Chamonix will double your order. So when you call 800-543-9262 to take advantage of this opportunity, get rid of the bags of puffiness and lines around your eyes, you'll get two for the price of one. That's what happens, doubling your order absolutely without cost for the second, or you want to buy 3 months worth, they'll send you 6 months worth of the product. 800-543-9262 for the elimination of bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. It's called Genucel, and it's available at 800-543-9262.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-quarter clearance sale. 100 million square feet of top-quality flooring is priced to move. Get incredible deals on 60 styles of North American and European laminate, including the look of oak, maple, or cherry for under a dollar. 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents. Save $2 a square foot on beautiful Bellawood 3/4-inch solid Brazilian cherry. And get pre-finished solid bamboo from $149. Plus woodlook tile, vinyl plank, and more from 69 cents. And pay no interest until 2018. The end-of-quarter clearance sale is going on now, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Join the millions of people who have switched. The Sprint network is faster, more reliable, with better coverage than ever. To celebrate, we're extending our 50% off promotion so you can save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. And don't miss another deal that's out of this world. Get two Samsung Galaxy S7 phones for the price of one. Plus, with Galaxy Forever, act now and you'll get to upgrade to the next Galaxy in 12 months. To make it easier, we'll even cover your costs to switch, up to $650 per line. This special offer is available for a limited time only, so there's never been a better time to switch. Hurry, visit a Sprint store at Sprint.com/GS7 to learn more.
Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, premium content. Subject to new port activation fee and credit. See website for eligible plans. Savings until 2018 after pay full amount. Requires 24-month leases with new lines and one eligible upgrade. Service credit is monthly. Early termination of lease service terms apply. Galaxy Forever is after 12 lease payments and does not guarantee price or phone selection. $650 reward card after online registration and phone turn-in. Restrictions apply.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
Now, in the living room, you'll see this beautiful bay window. It's energy efficient and lets in a ton of natural light. It will also let in a thief when you leave it unlocked, and he'll steal your laptop and flat-screen TV. Now, who wants to see the kitchen?
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
48 after the hour on Good Day. Okay, using a public bathroom in certain states, there are these toilet paper things, these covers that they put on the seats, because people are supposed to be cleaner.
Right.
Well, I'm not so sure that that is the case. No, I think there's research suggesting that it really doesn't do anything. But the other side of it is, what do you catch when you're sitting on a bare toilet seat?
Well, apparently not much of anything. There was a whole bunch of researchers from the microbiology and pathology department at NYU, and they actually studied this.
Right.
And they found out that there's truly very little you can catch from a toilet seat. They said, in fact, they said a toilet seat is much cleaner than your kitchen sink, believe it or not. I mean, unless there's like schmutz on it or something that you can see, you know, that's right. Totally different. But that's because most viruses can't survive outside the body for more than 10 or 20 seconds. Mm-hmm. And even things like, you know, HIV or the Zika virus, you know, unless you have an open wound and you're sitting on some, like, somebody else's body fluids, I mean, chances are you're not going to get anything.
I'm going to pretty much go out on a limb and say, if you have an open wound anywhere that's going to be touching
a toilet
seat, you should probably just wait until you can get home.
They say, well, the thing is, like, you know, sometimes you'll take toilet paper and put it on a toilet seat, or you'll take one of those paper things and stick it on there.
Yeah.
The problem is that when... you flush the toilet, especially if someone's gone number two, the water actually sprays out and goes all over everything.
Right, everything, yeah.
But in public toilets, there's no hood. So chances are that toilet paper has all the stuff on it anyway.
North Korea has gone to war with South Korea, in case you didn't hear. Balloons packed with toilet paper.
Used toilet paper.
Is what they're sending over. 51 after on Good Day.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Now 53 after the hour, Tech Talk time on Good Day. Facebook safety check tool has caused mass confusion after asking users around the world if they are safe following the suicide bombing in Pakistan. I believe that's where this took place on Sunday. How'd that impact you one way or another? Did it impact somebody you know? We'll dig into that. Some other technology news of import up next here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending. Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Jessica, who's there? I'm that little voice in your head that reminds you of important things. Doctor's appointments, school plays. By the way, Dylan needs granola bars for soccer.
Okay, fine. What do you want?
I need to remind you to check your Shopee Way account for surprise points.
I forgot about those.
Yeah, I know. They're yours to use at Sears and Kmart on anything you want. Jewelry, patio furniture, maybe a new jacket for spring.
Where is my jacket?
Cleaners, ready on Thursday.
Surprise points valid until March 30th. Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. Exclusions apply. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting, buggy riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
All right, Richard Schemmel is here with us on Good Day, national expert on the latest trends in technology. You've all heard the story by now about this suicide bomb that went off in a park in Pakistan yesterday. 65 people were killed. So in the aftermath of the blast, Facebook activated its safety check feature. What is that, Richard?
The safety check feature alerts members when they feel that the site is going to places that really shouldn't be going to.
So people who might have been involved in the bombing were using Facebook to communicate? Is that it?
It allows people to say, hey, I'm okay. You can check in and say, I'm here, but I'm okay. So if you were in Brussels last week, if you were anywhere that they have one of these events, it turns it on so that you can just check in. And there's an option now in the check-in part of your Facebook page that says, I'm okay and I've checked in.
All right, but, this is also some of the things that have happened using social media over the years. The Egyptian revolution is something that comes to mind. They used Facebook a lot to communicate back and forth, did they not?
It was Twitter.
They used Twitter. They used Facebook. They used Facebook at all? They just used Twitter?
They used Facebook. They used Twitter. They used Instagram. They used Vine. Mm-hmm. They use all these social media applications now.
So why would Facebook apologize for the error? They said it was caused by a bug in their tool. What actually was the error? I didn't quite understand that from what you said, Richie. What was the error? People were getting the messages that weren't being sent messages from people who were
I'm okay? That. I would imagine that people were checking in as okay and they weren't being posted.
Uh-huh. Is that right, Richard?
Yeah, that could be the case. You know, in an event like that, especially in a country like Pakistan, it might be hard to get online. There could be a program glitch.
Yeah, that's the funny thing about this. I don't see Pakistan as a big Facebook user country there.
Not that either.
So I can't imagine why they would turn it on there unless they were worried about people from other countries, more developed. Well, Pakistan is pretty developed, but more developed countries using it.
All right, let's move on. The number of movies on Netflix dropping fast. Why? What is this about it? Victoria said she has a Netflix account. I don't pay attention to mine because it isn't really mine. It's Meredith's. But what they put stuff in, they take it out. Why?
There's a 33% drop in films, 26% drop in TV shows in the last year. I have a feeling it could be because of the prices that the studios are charging for the content. Plus, there's a lot of competition with Hulu and with Apple. Apple's making their own TV shows. And plus, Netflix Studios is making movies. They just came out with that Pee-wee's Holiday movie that was rather good, to tell you the truth, if you like Pee-wee Herman.
I loved it.
Really?
Great.
So, oh, it was so fun. Yeah.
Pee-wee. Everybody loves Pee-wee, Doug.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you won't. I have no opinion on it. Isn't he the father of the penguin on?
Yes, on Gotham.
Gotham.
Yes, he is.
Yeah,
and he's right. Phenomenal.
Right. All right. So we don't worry about what he did in the theater years ago. That was yesterday.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a little sidetracked.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available online.